You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, another development with Donald Trump, and this is typical, but the breathtaking audacity of this is extraordinary, although you see a lot of that. Trump gave a deposition yesterday for about 4 days in Trump Tower in a case filed in the Bronx in New York. Trump tried to wiggle out of the deposition. He's being sued. Judge wouldn't have any of that. She said, you're giving a deposition. He gave it yesterday, 4 hours. This is a deposition where some demonstrators around him were beaten up by his bodyguards. And they're suing him, the Trump Organization, and the bodyguards for assault and damages. You may remember back in 2015, before he was president, but he was campaigning, his private security, and these are his guerrillas. His guerrillas are walking along, and there's some demonstrators. And what they were demonstrating was these were Latino people who were upset. Remember when he would insult Mexico and Mexicans. So they simply had signs that said, I don't know what the sign said, but basically attacking him for having done that. And as they're standing there and they go by, his guerrillas beat them up. I mean, I swear, just beat them up. Now in Turkey, they do that. Erdogan of Turkey came over and some Armenian protesters and Kurdish protesters were beaten up by his people in Washington, D.C. I would have arrested them. I would not have arrested Erdogan. He's the president of Turkey. I would have arrested his guerrillas. He would have said diplomatic immunity, and I'd say not for committing a felony in plain sight over here, Jack. You're not bringing Ottoman Empire guerrillas over here. But anyway, they let him go, unfortunately. Of course, they're not coming back, none of them, and Erdogan hasn't been invited back here himself. Kind of a pariah type guy. He's in NATO. We need him. We need to keep holding on to him, but he's cozy with the Ruskies. You know, they genocided the Armenians 100 years ago, and they're murdering, ethnic cleansing Kurds. That's what the Ottoman Empire was like when it occupied much of Europe over the last 1,300 years. People don't know any history. They think, oh, we should have diversity and bring them back in. No, you don't want to bring them back in. What you had was the extermination or forced conversion of host populations. And if they were moderate, they would say, okay, you can pay a fine and be marginalized. Anyway, so you get back, Trump's guerrillas, like Erdogan's guerrillas, beat these guys up. Guys bring a suit. You know what Trump said? I swear he said this, but this is a tactic by authoritarians. He said the protesters were dressed in Ku Klux Klan outfits. And that's why his guerrillas beat him up. In other words, somehow his guerrillas were sort of civil rights innovators. They didn't, quote, like the Ku Klux Klan. Hey, I got news for you. These guys were not dressed like the Ku Klux Klan. These guys were protesting him because of his disparagement attacks on Mexico and on Latin America and Latinos, which is very dangerous. Obviously, we have difference of opinion with Mexico on a lot of issues. And obviously, we do not want 200,000 people a month pouring over the border. But remember, there was a judge of Mexican descent who'd been born in Indiana, who presided over a case involving Trump, and Trump attacked him for his ethnicity. And these people had enough of that. And Trump has just come right out and said, right now, they were attacked, they were dressed like the Ku Klux Klan. That is false, but, you know, that is an autocrat, an authoritarian's response over time. And that is, if you're attacked for something, anything, attack the other guy for doing the same thing or even worse, but like that, no matter how improbable it is. So even though people may be attacking you for making racial stereotypes, you attack them for being dressed in the garb of people who attack people of different races. Now, you look at that, and frankly, it lowers Trump in your esteem if there's any farther to go. However, there will be a lot of people who believe that. There'll be a lot of people who believe that. Some people will Photoshop it and show Ku Klux Klansmen demonstrating against Trump in Manhattan or the Bronx. And then that will go around. That will go around. That will be shared. That will not be stopped. And there will be a percentage of the country, maybe 30%, maybe 25, maybe 35, who will swear that that's true because they saw it. That's the kind of, you know, the word propaganda is so abused that I really don't like to use the word, because propaganda, if you look at it historically, it was such a horrible thing. If you read the novel 1984 by George Orwell, he wrote in the 1940s about the rise of Stalinism and communist repression in Europe, Eastern Europe. And I think he thought, well, 1984 is so far away, that's kind of, you know, this is the way things will be in 1984. And well, 1984 now is 40, almost 40 years in the past. So that's what you get when you entitle a novel, put a title to a novel with a year, because the year will come and go, and maybe that attenuates it. Well, this particular novel will always be relevant. You should read 1984 by George Orwell. And in 1984, it's very similar. You know, it's, you know, war is peace. We are at war with Eurasia. We're at peace with Eurasia. In other words, you just keep saying contradictory things. People don't know what to believe, and they'll believe anything. They'll ultimately believe anything. So there you have it. Trump accusing the protesters who are suing him for being beaten up by his guerrillas, being dressed as Ku Klux Klansmen, which is false. Actually laughable and absurd under these circumstances. Another development, Russia has now virtually cut all ties with NATO. All ties with NATO. Now you might say, well, why would they have any ties with NATO? The North Atlantic Treaty Organization is set up basically to protect Europe and the world in the old days from Russia, now increasingly from China. That's because NATO expelled 8 Russian diplomats to NATO because they were spies. And they came in, you know, you send your diplomats in, okay, and you're going to have some spies operating, but for the Pete's sake, you don't, the guys you send in as diplomats, you don't have them be your spies. These people were spies, they threw them out. Russia then said they were cutting ties, threw all the NATO people out. There's still a hotline. There's still a red phone and all that. And there will be back. And he hasn't broken off diplomatic relations with European countries. But the truth is that Russia is feeling the heat. They just increased drills in Tajikistan. Tajikistan is one of the stands. Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, just to the north of Afghanistan. Because Tajikistan used to be in the Soviet Union and Russia controls it. They're afraid of the Taliban. One beneficial aspect, if there is one, of the horrible takeover of the Taliban is that it's putting pressure on Russia and China, with whom they have borders, Afghanistan, because the Russians and the Chinese are apostates in their view and different race, and they're all suicide attackers anyway. So at least there's something out of it. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Oh, ooh.